In the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful. Jamullah, or side of Allah, Vajhullah, or face of Allah, and Yadullah, hands of Allah, are the expressions used in the Holy Quran. What do they denote? In brief, terms like side of Allah, face of Allah, and hands of Allah denote the Holy Prophet, Bibi Fatima, and the 12 infallible Imams, alayhim assalam.
First verse. And follow the best that has been revealed to you, from your Lord, before there comes to you the punishment all of a sudden, while you do not even perceive lest a soul should say, "Oh woe to me! For what I fell short of my duty to Allah, Janbullah, and most surely I was of those who laughed to scorn." The Holy Quran 38:55-56. The dictionary meaning of Janb is the side rib, but here it has a metaphorical meaning. Most commentators have said that, "fell short of my duty," refers to a decrease in Allah's obedience, or in Allah's proximity. It has come in many traditions that the Janbullah is the metaphor of the Holy Prophet, Bibi Fatima, and the 12 guiding infallible Imams, peace be upon them, and their obedience and wilayah. Thus, Ali ibn Ibrahim, Rahmatullah alay, has said in the tafsir of both the verses that, what has been revealed to you, is the Quran, and the best thing mentioned in the Quran, is the wilayah of Maulana Amirul Mu'minin al-Imam Ali, and the 12 infallible Imams, alayhim as-salam. That is why Janbullah refers to the Imam. Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, said that, "We are Janbullah." In At-Tijaj, there is a tradition from Amirul Mu'minin Ali, alayhi salam, that a person asked him the explanation of difficult verses of Quran. Imam replied, "Janbullah refers to the chosen ones and the friends of Allah. He wanted that to appoint a proof for them in the Holy Quran, so that the position of the vicegerent of Allah and his nearness becomes apparent. Don't you know that? When a person says that a person is sitting by the side of another person, it means he is a near one of him. Similarly, it a metaphor used in the glorious Quran to show the nearness of special persons, which the Imams appointed by Allah and their friends can understand, and their enemies may not make any changes in it, and may not remove it from the Quran, as other verses were excluded. Allah has made their eyes and hearts blind, and they did not understand this verse." In Kisa'al, the Blessed Saytuk, from the same Hazrat, it is narrated that he said, "We are the treasurers of the religion of Allah, and the lamps of his knowledge. Every Imam that leaves the world, another one appears, to guide the people. One who obeys us will never go astray, and one who denies us will be led astray, thrown into hell, unable to save himself. And one who does injustice upon us, or one who helps him to do injustice, will not be helped or interceded. So, do not be separated from us in greed of the things of this world, because they would soon leave you. Whoever gives preference to this world over the hereafter or over us on the day of the judgment, he shall have a great regret in his heart."
The Blessed Kolaini has narrated from Imam Muza ibn Jafar, alayhi salam, in the explanation of this verse that he said, "Janbullah is Amirul Mu'minin al-Imam Ali, and after him, his successors with that high status, which they shall have till the end, alayhim as-salam." Also, Maulana Amirul Mu'minin al-Imam Ali, alayhi salam, has said that, "I am in Allah, eyes of Allah, Yadullah, hands of Allah, Janbullah, side of Allah, and Babullah, door of Allah." The Blessed Ibn Shahra Ashub has narrated from Abu Zar that the enemy of Amirul Mu'minin Ali, alayhi salam, would be brought blind and dumb, and he would fall and get up again and again in the darkness of the day of the judgment, and continue to remember, "Oh woe to me! For what I fell short of my duty to Allah, Janbullah." There would be a collar of fire around his neck. The Blessed Ayashi, Rahmatullah alay, has narrated from Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, that Amirul Mu'minin Ali, alayhi salam, is the Janbula. Ibn Mahiyar, Rahmatullah alayh, has narrated from Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, that, we are the Janbula. Allah has made us from His light, that is why, when the unbelievers would be cast in hell, they shall say, Oh woe to me! For what I fell short of my duty to Allah, Janbula. Alas! I did a mistake, in not accepting the vilaya, mastership, of Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and his infallible progeny. In Mani al-Akbar and Tawhid it is narrated with authentic chains from Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, that, Ali said in one of his sermons, I am the guided one, and I am the father of orphans, and the destitute and the husband of widows. I am the refuge for every weak one, and the fort of safety for every fearful one. I am one to make the believers reach paradise, and I am the firm rope of Allah, Hayyul Matin, and I am the firmest handle, or Vaitul Voskat. I am the word of piety. I am the eyes of Allah, the truthful tongue of Allah, and the side of Allah, regarding which Allah says, O woe to me! For what I fell short of the side of Allah, Janbula. And I am the hands of Allah, that Allah has made wide for His creatures for mercy and forgiveness, and I am the gate of repentance Babi Hitta for this Ummah. Whoever recognizes me and my right, has recognized his Lord, because I am the vicegerent of his Prophet on the earth, and the proof on his creations. Only those can deny it, those who reject the statements of Allah and his Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is a tradition in Tawhid, from other sources, from the same Imam that Maulana Amirul Mu'minin Ali, alayhi salam, said, I am the knowledge of Allah. I am his knowledgeable heart. I am his seeing eyes. I am his speaking tongue. I am his side. I am his hands.
Second verse. Except the face of Allah, everything will get destroyed. The Holy Quran 28:88. Most commentators have said that face means the self of Allah, and everything would be destroyed before the Day of Judgment, and then created again. Some have said that it means the religion of Allah, and His worship. The Ibn Babawayh, in Tawhid, has narrated from Ikusama that, I asked Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, about its explanation, and he replied, the face of Allah is the religion of Allah, and the Holy Prophet and Amirul Mu'minin al-Imam Ali, alayhimas salam, were the religion of Allah and creatures of Allah. They were the eyes of Allah who used to see their action, by the light of Allah, and they were the tongue of Allah, as Allah used to converse through them. And these gentlemen used to convey the knowledge of Allah to His creatures. And they were hands of Allah, that is, they were His mercy upon His creatures. And we are the face of Allah, as people can reach Allah through us. As long as Allah desires that the conditions of His creatures should remain all right, He would keep us among them, and whenever He wants to punish them, and does not see any goodness in them, He would remove us from them. After that, He would send whatever chastisement He likes upon them. There is another authentic tradition from the same Imam that, Allah has made us in the best creation, and bestowed us the best form or face, and appointed us as the caretaker of His creatures, and bestowed us a tongue that testifies for Him, and made us His white hands, for His creatures, and appointed us as the face of Allah, as we guide the people towards Him. And we are the treasurers of Allah, in the heavens and the earth. By our blessings, trees bear fruits, and reach perfection, and rivers flow. Due to our blessings, rain falls from the sky, and vegetation grows on the land. The worship of Allah is performed by witnessing our worship. If we were not there, Allah would not have been worshipped. That we have taught the people the method of worshipping Allah, as complete worship of Allah is not possible by others, or because our vilaya or mastership is a condition for acceptance of worship. If our vilaya was not there, no worship would have been accepted.
The Blessed Ibn Shahra Ashub and other narrators have narrated, with many chains, from Imam Bagir and Sadiq, alayhim as-salam, on the explanation of this verse that, we are the face of Allah. One should go towards Allah from our side. The blessed Ibn Mahiyar and Safar have narrated that Salam Ibn Mustana'a asked Imam Baghir, alayhi salam, about its explanation. The Hazrat said, by Allah, we are the face of Allah. We will remain till the day of judgment, and would not be removed. Allah has ordered people regarding our obedience and vilaya. Whenever one from us leaves this world, surely from us other one rises up for imama. This shall continue till the day of the judgment. And according to the tradition of Safa'ar that, he will not get destroyed on the day of judgment, who believes in our imama, and also obey and follow us. The blessed Ali ibn Ibrahim, from authentic chains, has narrated, from Imam Baghir, alayhi salam, that, he said in the explanation of this verse, do the people think that everything would be destroyed, and the face of Allah shall remain? Allah is greater than this, that, he should be compared with qualities of his creatures. And that, he should have a mouth like others. The verse means that, everything will be destructible and mortal, but the religion of Allah would remain established, and we are that face, through which the religion of Allah, and his recognition, and his worship should be learnt. Till Allah requires the creatures, that is, till he considers them fit for his worship and recognition, he would keep us amongst them, and when he sees no goodness in his creatures, he would take us up towards his mercy and magnanimity. Then he would bring in action whatever he thinks to be fit. The blessed Ibn Babawi and Kolaini have narrated that Imam Baghir, alayhi salam, said, the oath that Allah had taken from our Prophet are we, the face of Allah who walk on the earth among you. Whoever recognized us has recognized us, and whoever has not recognized, death is before him and he will recognize us after death, at that time the recognition would be of no use.
Third verse. Everyone on it must pass away, and there will endure forever the person of your Lord, the Lord of glory and honor. The Holy Quran 55, 26-27. The majority says that, face of Allah is his divine being, and Ali ibn Ibrahim has said that, it means the religion of Allah. From authentic chains, Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn, alayhi salam, said that, we are the face of Allah, that due to us people turn towards Allah. From authentic sources, Imam Baghir, alayhi salam, says on Allah's statement, and there will endure forever the person of your Lord, the Lord of glory and honor. Imam said, we are the glory of Allah, due to which Allah keeps his creatures honorable, although our obedience is obligatory on them. The Holy Quran was revealed in Arabic, and the Arabic language is based on idiom and metaphors, and any spoken or written matter that does not have any idiom, metaphor, and simile, etc., is not considered eloquent. The Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the 12 infallible Imams, alayhimas salam, also spoke like this. The non-Arabic languages also depend upon this. Therefore, it is said, that such and such person's mouth is with the people, that is such and such person is respected among the people. Face is used to denote direction and hand mostly denotes blessings. As Arabs say that a person's hand is over someone. That is such and such person is getting benefits from the other. Hand refers to power and strength, that a person has prepared his hand, means that the person has acquired strength. In the same way, the holy Imams, alayhimas salam, are the face of Allah, that is Allah honors them, just as the face is most honorable among all the parts of the body. Also when a person goes towards another, he goes with his face towards him. In the same way those who desire the path of Allah and his nearness should come through them. Also, these infallible Imams are the direction, and Allah has ordered the people that, they should go towards them, and everything would be destroyed except their religion and way. And denotes the eyes, a spy, and also being concerned with everything. These holy Imams are the eyes of Allah. It means, they are looking at the people, and are witnesses of their deeds. Just as a person sees with his eyes, and comes to know about the situation, in the same way Allah has authorized them, over the people, and they know their conditions, and supervise them on behalf of Allah. It means, they are chosen by Allah. That is why Ibn Asir has narrated from the Bukhari and Omari scholars that a man was staring at Muslim women during the Tawaf. Maulana Amirul Mu'mineen Ali, alayhi salam, slapped him, and he complained to Omar who said, "An eye from the eyes of Allah saw the scene, and has beaten you rightly." Ibn Asir said that, it means, he was one of the chosen ones of Allah. Also, it is said that, they are blessing and mercy of Allah, for the creatures, or they are the purified power of Allah.
They are the side of Allah from the aspect that, they are from Allah's side. Allah has ordered the creatures that, they must go towards them. They are the nearest ones to Allah from amongst all the creatures, and one who wants to be near to Allah, should acquire their nearness, and follow them. Kafa'ami has narrated, from Imam Bagir, alayhi salam, that, Janbullah means that, no one is nearer to Allah than, the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and no one is nearer to the Prophet than Maulana Ali, alayhi salam, who is his successor. Thus, in the nearness of Allah, they are as if, they are at his side. As mentioned in the Holy Quran, woe upon me that I didn't acquire the vilaya of the friends of Allah. It is said that, the holy infallible Imams, alayhim assalam, are the door of Allah. Because Allah is unseen, due to the holiness of his self, and he manifested his prophets, and their successors for the people, and gave his knowledge to them, so that people may get his marfat or recognition, and whatever is needed by them, of the commands, and the prohibition, from them. That is why they are called the doors of Allah, and are his supervisors and protectors. Because the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has taught all knowledge and wisdom to Amirul Mu'mineen, alayhi salam, and said, "I am the city of knowledge and Ali, alayhi salam, is its gate, and Allah has made incumbent the obedience of Maulana Amirul Mu'mineen al-Imam Ali, alayhi salam," as mentioned in the incident of Bani Israel that, "Enter the gate with humility and respect and say, erase all our sins, so that I can forgive your sins, and I am going to reward the good people very soon." And the Prophet said about his Ahlul Bayt, alayhim assalam, "My progeny in this Ummah are like the gate of Bani Israel." That is why Ummah refers to that Ummah, that people should follow and respect them. Then, he said that good people refers to those who do not doubt the status and position of this gate, and at another place Allah says, "Enter the houses through their doors." Doors refers to the 12 infallible Imams, alayhim assalam, who are the houses of knowledge and minds of wisdom, and they are the doors of Allah, and the means, wasila, to reach Allah, and they are those who invite towards paradise, till the day of the judgment, and they guide towards the Almighty Allah.